This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The floppy disk, the 8-track, slides, the rotary phone, the overhead projector, the pager, the typewriter. You might call these obsolete devices and machines and formats many things, clunky, awkward, or faded. But would you call them beautiful? For his project, Relics of Technology, photographer Jim Golden has been creating a series of GIFs and photographs that put obsolescence under the lens.
I turned 40 in December, and I started looking back on all this technology, and I started thinking about, you know, where it's all gone, who are all the people who used it, all the good times we had with it, or bad times, all the data that we've lost. Another big part of it was, where is all this stuff now? And it's basically like in landfills.
So people who can't see these photographs, would you describe your sort of process? You say, I hand you a stack of Atari cartridges. How would you approach that in your studio?
Okay, so you hand me a stack of Atari cartridges. I'd probably pick out my favorite ones, of course. You know, we'd lay them out in a pattern and photograph them. The pattern thing, I think, is important to catch people's eye, too, because a lot of that stuff isn't so interesting. So when you make one of these patterns with things, people are like, wait a minute, what is that? I kind of know it. And then they stop and take a look. And then, you know, they engage with the photo a little bit. That's the idea behind the whole project, really, is just to get people to take like these everyday, overlooked, obsolete objects and just get them to stop for like maybe 15 seconds and think, holy smokes, remember when phones were plugged into the wall?
When I look through your photographs, I think of the sort of changes in industrial design and what kind of things look beautiful to me and what kind of things look not so beautiful. I mean, are we going to ever look back at the 8-track cassette and think, wow, that was a really great design, in the same way you'd go back to something of the atomic age and think, wow, a lamp that's shaped like a rocket?
Yeah, I mean, I love 8-tracks because they have artwork big enough to see. I think, you know, we'll go back, you know, and say, these are the things we liked and these are the things we don't. Most definitely. I mean, we already have that, you know, think of like the Pontiac Aztec. It's like the most ugly car in the world, but some people still like it.
How long do you think it's going to take before you could include, say, an early iPod or one of the first tablets in your collection? In other words, how long does it take for something to cross over to becoming a relic?
I was in a rental photo studio last week for a photo shoot, and there was the original iPod on the counter as the stereo. And I immediately thought, man, I should have photographed one of those. Like the wheel that spun around. They're just,
yes,
so
the click
already
wheel.
The click wheel. They're only, 10 years old, 12 years old, and it already feels like ancient. I don't know. But then I saw BlackBerry the other day, and I thought that was kind of ancient, too.
Photographer Jim Golden, thank you very much for your time, and what a great project.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on, Virginia.
Now you can see pictures from Jim's series, Relics of Technology. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.